Time now for All Things Gators, All Things Orange and Blue. Dan Hicken over there, Frank Frangie. What's up?
Yes, and thank you, Southeast Orthopedic Specialist, the very best in the business. If you got problems with your ankles, your knees, your shoulders, your elbows, go see our friends at Southeast Orthopedic Specialists, se-ortho.com, for all the information that you will need. Nobody better in all of Jacksonville. It's bowl week, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so weird. It's in 3 days. I don't have a good feeling.
I don't either.
You don't either?
I don't.
Is that us? Are we being
old
Gators?
I think the game probably, I find myself thinking this game's going to mean more to Oklahoma.
That's what I think.
I think
they're hotter.
Yeah, they're hot. And
want to prove a point.
And Florida's still not good defensively.
Yeah.
I get this hunch there's more opt-outs coming. I don't know that we've heard everyone.
Yeah, they keep saying there was going to be a couple more, but they haven't been yet. But Zachary Carter's sort of intimated he's coming back.
Yeah.
Kadarius Toney was at practice.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Trask is playing.
Yeah. Look, Florida's a good team, and they'll play well in this game, and they might win the game, and I hope they win the game. It matters to me for them to win the game. But I'll say to you what I said last week, because I really believe this, Dan. This has been even if it winds up being 8-4 with three straight losses to end the year, which would indicate mediocre season, it's been anything but that.
No, I'm not going to be down on it. I refuse to be down on it, but I would like Dan Mullen to say, you know, we won the peach, we won the orange, we won the cotton.
Right. Oh, and I want to win. You know? But I will say this. It's been an extraordinary season. Florida has elevated itself to the land of the elite with the season. Now, winning this game would punctuate that.
Yeah.
But they have elevated themselves to the land of the elite.
Does it matter to sit there and come out and say, you know, because I like your point and I agree with you, but does it matter to say, we've been a top 10 program for 3 straight years, because if they lose, they're going to fall out of the top 10.
Yeah, here's what I would tell you. Yeah. You're right, and that's why they need to win. But I would suggest if you measure the elite teams in America.
Yeah.
There's a clear three in Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama. Or Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State. That's a clear three.
Okay.
You probably can make the point that Georgia's right there on the cusp, despite the fact that Florida beat them this year. Georgia's right there. Mm-hmm. Okay. After that,
Oklahoma, Florida.
I would say Florida, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and I'd say Florida heads the pack.
Okay.
Now, for that reason, because Florida and Oklahoma are right there together,
you want to win
this game. Yeah, but I think Florida has elevated its. I think when next year comes around, even with Trask gone and Pitts gone and Toney gone and Grimes gone and this and this and this and this, next year's, let's say they win the game.
Yeah.
Next year's top, they'll be in the top 10.
Yeah.
Even with Emory Jones, they'll start the season in the top 10 next year because they've elevated themselves to that.
Right.
So I think it's a great year. Having said that, let's talk about the game for a second.
Yeah.
What to expect? The Heisman votes are in.
They are in.
The
Who'd you vote for, Frank?
I can't tell you, Dan.
You can't tell me.
It's against the law. It's a federal law. I don't know if you know that or not.
When can you tell me?
The night of right after they announce it. January 5th, I think is what it is. So I can tell you right
now.
I'll text you. I'll text you that night. Hey, Dan, because you and I are really good friends. So I'll text you that.
I'm going to do this, by the way.
They text each other.
I'm going to do this on the podcast right now.
You're going to tell?
No.
Okay.
No. We're not allowed, right?
That's federal law.
Okay. Look in the. You got your glasses? You got your readers?
I do. Okay. Hang on.
Pop those on.
I need glasses. You're going to show me?
One's at the top.
Yeah.
Two and three are at the next. And that's how I voted in that middle screen. I took a picture of it.
Okay. Well,
that's how I voted.
Okay. I get it. Well, let me
see. That's between you and me, though.
Okay. Nobody else will know that.
No.
Well,
that just happened on the podcast. Did anybody see that?
Yeah. Let me see what's funny about that.
Yeah.
Might have taken my own picture.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, just hang on. This is really bad podcasting.
No, this is great. It's on. You can watch the podcast, too, by the way.
Okay.
On all our various social media platforms.
And that might have been my three, okay, in the order.
I don't have my readers.
Okay, so you have to go really close.
That.
Okay, so you have to go really close. Okay, you like really can't see that. Okay, so there you go.
Okay,
so
we weren't the same.
No, we were not the same. So,
in our voting of the top
three. So there you go. So now I'll take my glasses off.
Yes.
Now we'll all put that out on Twitter as soon as the vote becomes official. Having said all that, I think Florida will play well. It's a team with some pride. They want to end on a good note. They've lost a few in a row. They don't want to lose three in a row to end the season. But I think Oklahoma can really score.
Yeah.
And so I've gone back and forth on this game.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'll pick to win the game. I do think there's some. I tell you what, it's going to be a wonderfully entertaining game.
You got 2 days, so you're going to be picking it here in about 3 minutes.
Yeah. And by the way, by the way, here's the other thing about that.
Yeah.
It's other than the playoff games and even the first two playoff
games. Oh, it's
great. It's the best game.
Yeah.
I mean, Florida, Oklahoma
should be great.
The ratings, it's an 8 o'clock game. That's. I wish it wasn't opposite my basketball team playing.
You've done some research. You found out Florida basketball does start again.
It tips at 9.
Okay.
Okay? didn't know if you knew that or not. Okay, yeah. I'm the guy. I'm sort of your conduit to basketball.
Yes, apparently. You are.
I think Florida will play well in the game. I think it's an important game for Kyle Trask. One more time. This time, Mac Jones isn't going head to head against him. This time, it's Kyle Trask with everybody watching. When you watch that broadcast on Fox, I believe on that broadcast, everything will be built around him. The broadcast will be built around him. It'll be built around Florida.
Heisman Trophy finalist,
you'll see
Kyle
that.
Trask.
You'll see the mom and dad in the stands. You'll see him. You'll see there's going to be a backstory. You'll see the high school coach who pops up everywhere now, Martin. You're going to see him. You're going to see they'll probably do a one-on-one with him before the game.
Yeah.
This will be built around, even though Kyle Pitts is probably the best player in the game,
he won't be there.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Because he's not the best player in the game. But even though he may not be the top pick in the draft.
Yes.
Kyle, this story will be built around Kyle Trask.
I agree.
The storyline. If I was the TV producer, I'd say, no, that's the story.
Yep.
Spencer Rattler's a good player.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's good. Lincoln Riley versus Dan Mullen's fun.
Yep.
But I'm going to build this broadcast around Kyle Trask.
I would agree with you, but I'm still very concerned. I think they just started bowl practice, like, this weekend.
Right.
I don't know how much. Look. They're all competitors. They want to win. They'll go there. They'll be ready. Mullen will call some good ball plays. Oklahoma's defense is better than it has been.
Right.
We think, because they only played Big 12 teams,
That's
so we're
right.
not really
That's
sure,
right.
but
That's
we
right.
think they're better.
Yep.
And it's a great matchup of two, you know, big programs from the SEC. There's so many. There's a lot of good storylines. I agree with you about Kyle Trask, and I hope he plays well. I still don't know if I was him if I would have played, but good for him for playing.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I give him a lot of credit.
And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So, other guys, what I do think is going to be fun.
You going to play Emory at all a little bit more or no?
I think I probably would.
I'm going to give you a series in the first half and a series in the second half.
I'd probably play him a little bit more. I also want to watch, again, if all the receivers are playing except Pitts.
Yeah.
I still would probably want to get the ball to some of the younger guys.
That's an if.
Yeah. And again, because I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why my gut tells me there might be another opt-out or two.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing at that. But I'm probably going to throw the ball to Xavier Henderson some.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to throw the ball to
Whittemore.
To Whittemore some.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to throw the ball to the tight ends.
Yeah.
Zipper, who might be a really good player.
He looks good.
I'm probably going to do that. I'm probably going to figure out are all my running backs coming back? I'd like to involve some young guys.
Yeah.
The young secondary guys are critical, you know, because Oklahoma's going to throw it all over the place.
Yep.
I can't wait to watch. I've said this before. As a lifelong Gator who probably watched, you know, I have probably watched, if not live, on when I go back and watch it.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up. I've probably watched every play that the Florida Gators have played
since
football. Since they started televising them on Sports Channel in the mid-'80s.
Yeah.
I would bet you. So remember when Sports Channel and Jim Gallagher and Jim Yarbrough would do the broadcast?
Yeah.
They'd show it the next day.
Yeah.
Well before it became officially Breakfast with the Gators.
Weren't you on some of those pregame shows?
I did a lot of those pregame shows.
Yeah.
When those things happened, when it started in 84, 85,
mm-hmm.
I'll bet you, Dan, I've seen every play.
Isn't that something?
I think I've seen every play.
Well, I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah. So if I've seen every play since 84 and 85, I haven't always been excited. This year,
it was fun.
Every time that game was, when Kyle Trask would run on the field with Grimes and Tony and Pitts this year and with Swain and Hammond and Van Jefferson last year, every time Kyle Trask runs on the field, I've gotten excited about something good happening. It's very much like when Rex was there, when Werfel was there, when Shane was there. You got excited when the quarterback ran out there.
Yeah.
And it's been that kind of year for me, no matter what happens.
And I think, Frank, it's going to be that way next year for you,
too. I do, too. Yeah, I do,
and
too.
I'm excited about that. And I can't
too.
Wait.
It'll look different.
Yeah.
Because there'll be far more quarterback run.
Yes.
The quarterback run will be more.
Instead of throwing for 400, maybe throw for 250, but maybe run for 100.
Correct. And I do think the little bit we've seen of Emory Jones, when it finally becomes his team, it's going to be really fun.
Yeah,
I don't know if they'll be as good.
No, I don't know either.
But I've made this comparison many times to you, to old school college football fans. You have to know. You have to be able to look back to the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
When Florida State had Peter Tom Willis and then Casey Weldon, they really had it going.
Right.
Okay? And Casey Weldon was the quarterback in 91.
Right.
90-91. Brad Johnson, he alternated.
Right.
But Casey played most of the games, and he was a Heisman Trophy finalist. And because of that, this guy, Charlie Ward, sat on the bench.
He did.
They ran him at wide receiver a little bit. They ran
him
in for some wildcat. But you knew when Charlie got in there, it would be different but special. And when Charlie got in there, he won the Heisman Trophy and the national championship. And I think Kyle, I think the transition of Kyle Trask, number 11, to Emory Jones will be similar of the transition of Casey Weldon, number 11, to Charlie Ward.
I like that.
I think there will be a very similar transition. Charlie never should have played ahead of Casey Weldon, and he didn't.
Right.
But when Charlie got in there, it was spectacular.
Well, and to kind of sort of back that up, I think I've told you this story before, but back in those days, we would go to Tallahassee and Gainesville here in Jacksonville on the TV side of things a lot more and cover these teams. And obviously, this year there was no covering the team, obviously, unless via Zoom and such. But I can distinctly remember spring practices where they would all come out and rave about this guy, Charlie Ward.
Right.
And I was like, well, he was the punter.
Right.
No, he's our quarterback. What do you mean? Oh, you'll see. And that... Very rarely in my time did anyone, and so I hope I hear that with Emory as well. And I think I could. I'm not saying he's Charlie Ward, don't get me wrong.
Watching him, he really knows how to run the football, that's clear. And when you
watch
his throwing motion,
he
doesn't look like a runner
who
can functionally find a way to pass. He's a passing quarterback
right.
with a beautiful throwing
motion.
Now,
when he throws it 35 times a game,
we'll see. But it's a beautiful, and you know Dan Mullen is gonna scheme some guys open.
And you know
he's done that everywhere he's been.
You know he's got to be chomping at the bit. I mean, he has waited his turn.
Yeah. So I'm excited about what I think they'll be. As for this game, I think they'll win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I do think you'll see some of Emory, but this is the last time Kyle Trask is in that uniform.
I know. In a way, if you're Dan Mullen, you're torn. I would think. And I'm curious to see his decision because Kyle Trask twice this year threw for 474 yards.
Right.
The record is 482 yards.
In a game.
Held by Tim Tebow in a game against Cincinnati in the Sugar Bowl.
Right.
You know, it'd be nice to him to go out with a 500-yard throw. I don't know if that'll happen against Oklahoma.
Yeah,
I don't know if their defense
is
bad.
The game I see, though.
No.
The game I see is Kyle throws for his 350 and three or four touches.
Yeah.
Spencer Rattler's going to throw some, too.
Oh, yeah.
Emory's going to play some. I think that's the game we will see. But one other thought about Kyle Trask.
Yes, sir.
So you and I go back. If you listen to the podcast forever, Dan and I went back and forth last spring. Dan said, I think maybe Emory can win the job. I said, you lost your mind. You need a lobotomy.
Correct.
Kyle Trask is going to be a megastar. And I was right. You were wrong. And I love saying, let me say that
Damn
one more
it.
Time. I was right. And you were wrong. But having said that,
yes.
I've heard some people say, you know, because this is a mulligan year, anybody can come back.
Yeah.
Kyle Trask could come back.
Yes.
I adamantly, even if he could,
yes.
don't want to see that.
No.
This was your year.
Yeah.
Go get in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
You'll never be hotter than you are now.
No.
Go get in the
4,000 yards
in
11 games, 43
touchdowns. If we still
touchdown.
Had New York, you'd be going to New York for the Heisman.
Correct.
Okay, we don't have New York now, but if we had New York, you're one of the four guys in the suit.
Yeah.
So, guy. You'll never be hotter than being suit guy, and it's Emory's time. Even if he could come back,
yes.
and I'm the biggest Kyle Trask fan around, it's time to come out, and it's Emory's time.
I don't have it in front of me, but I'm going to ask you this anyway, and I probably should. Do you know the list of the all-time Gator Heisman Trophy finalists?
I don't.
I don't either.
I do know that.
Was there any chance that, I want to get the name, Jimmy DuBose was a finalist?
75.
Yeah, could that have been? That was right about the sort
of
year.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
75. I was in high school, but I remember it. Jimmy
Du
was a great player.
I was talking to my son, and he was reading them off to me, and I was like, yes, yes, yes. And I was surprised by that night.
Jimmy Du was an interesting story. He was a fullback.
Yes.
In a wishbone. He was a wishbone fullback. So they either ran the dive to him or they ran the option to Tony Green or Willie Wilder or Earl Carr, one of those
right.
guys. But he was the fullback. But he was all the rage. But
one of my first memories was that 70, was it 75 Florida Georgia where they scored so much in the first half and then
76.
Georgia 76.
27-13 at the half, 41-27 final, fourth and dumb. That was 76.
Yes, that was one of my first memories of Florida football.
Yeah, I can tell you as far as Heisman, other than the three winners, Grossman finished second. Other than that, I don't remember anybody. I don't know where Emmett would have been. I don't know where. I've got to believe Emmett at one point got some votes.
You would think.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm trying to think. Other than Grossman finishing
second. Actual, quote, finalist. That's what I don't have it in front of me, so I was just curious.
So I don't remember. But I think, do you think Kyle Trask is going to win the Heisman?
I think he's got a shot, but I think it's going to be one of the Alabama guys.
I do too.
I think
if I was guessing, and I don't, no, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't.
We
know.
Can't. We can't reveal who we voted for. But if I was guessing, my guess would be Mac Jones is going to win it.
Yeah, I would probably say Devontae.
You win the Heisman.
Yes.
You think?
I just have a feeling.
Okay.
That Devontae Smith is going to win it, and I think he's going to win it. And people say, well, what if they split the votes?
Yeah.
But I think they're going to be one and two on a lot of those ballots.
Splitting the votes doesn't matter if you get three votes.
And then
if
maybe
you could only vote for one guy, then the splitting of the votes would matter.
And maybe Kyle's splitting votes with Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. You know, Trevor Lawrence is also a finalist.
Yeah.
Future Jaguar, by the way. Just throwing that in there.
I will tell you this.
Yes, sir.
As much as I'm a Gator guy, I would, if any of the four guys finalists won, if any of the four finalists won, Trevor Lawrence, Kyle Trask, Mac Jones, or Devontae Smith, I'd be okay with it.
I would, too. You can make an argument for any of them.
I wouldn't think the voters got it wrong.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, so I'd be okay with it. So anyway, I've
gotten it wrong before, by the way. Yeah. I've voted for guys that, in hindsight, maybe. I look back and go, should I have voted for him? I'm not going to mention any names.
When I voted for Kerwin Bell third in 1987.
I love that.
Okay, just so you know, I did do that.
You had that before me. I didn't start till... Yeah. I started voting in Danny's year.
Yeah, okay. In 87, I voted for Shane Matthews.
Very nice.
I mean, Kerwin Bell third. All right, some final thoughts on football. It's a great year, great momentum in the program.
Yes.
I like the recruiting class.
Yes.
I'm not a big recruiting, but obviously I've studied it since. I think they did some things they haven't done in the past, and that is they brought in some of those future NFL defenders. That's what they haven't done. What Alabama does and Clemson does and Ohio State does, they go sign Chase Young. They go sign Quinnen Williams. They go sign Cleveland Farrell.
Yes.
They go sign these future NFL defensive players. Florida hasn't done that.
Yeah, we got to find those guys.
Florida back in the day did it.
Yeah.
Florida has not gone out and found future NFL defensive players and signed them. I think they might have done it in this cycle.
Yeah.
And so that to me, the fact, again, that's how you win.
Right.
Quarterback and future NFL defensive guys. And I think, and that's what Ohio, and that's what Georgia's doing.
Yeah.
And I think Florida might, so I like the recruiting cycle.
I've always felt like Alabama gets those five-star 240, 50-pound linebackers who can really run.
Yes.
And Florida gets those 210-pound linebackers.
I agree with you.
And there's a little bit of a difference
Florida gets really good college players like David Reese.
Yeah.
Alabama gets guys who go on to play in the NFL.
Hightower.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And that's the difference.
There's a big difference.
But I think I sense in this cycle Florida closed the gap there. I think Florida's got the best
player. I'm very excited and stoked about the future.
Basketball comes up on Wednesday night. What
very
do you expect?
Odd.
They finally practiced. This is the first time they practiced.
I know.
This weekend was the first time they've been together since the FSU game.
Now, listen, Keontae won't play this year, obviously,
right?
But maybe there's some good news in his diagnosis if those reports are true that perhaps he can resume playing.
You do get the impression, just reading between the lines as best we can, that he's going to he may try to play basketball again.
Yeah.
No one said that.
No.
But
we'll wait and see what the family
says. Hopefully he'll be able to try and play basketball.
Yeah, but if that were the case, I mean, God bless, that would be wonderful.
That'd be bigger than anything that can happen in
but
the season.
But basketball does go on.
Yeah.
And they haven't played.
Yeah. And
now they're jumping into their SEC schedule. Are they going to make up the games? Do we even know?
They called them postponements, not cancellations. What happened was they canceled three to start the season.
Right.
Those were cancellations.
Right.
Then they postponed four.
Right.
FAU
they
and
UNF. They made up a couple of those three, though, by going up to Bubbleville.
So they postponed four. I don't get the sense they're going to make them up, but that's a guess. No one has commented on that.
Well, it's hard because the schedule's full now.
And I also think it's going to be a tough year.
I
think scoring, he's got to rebuild his plan.
Yeah.
Again, we talk so much about Keontae's health and life, and thank God, smiled on him.
That's all that matters. Like but now things start to return.
But now that you get to basketball, he's going to have to rebuild his plan was to build a lot of it around the scoring of Keontae Johnson. He's the preseason SEC player of the year.
Yeah.
So, and it's not a good offensive team.
No.
Locke is a good standstill shooter.
Right.
The key is this guy, Trey Mann.
He's going to have
because
to be
he's
step
the point
up even
guard.
More.
He's going to have to be a scoring point guard.
Yeah.
Scotty Lewis, a very good player, but he's not a scorer.
Yeah.
He'll have to score some. There's no interior points.
No.
There's nobody that can score on the inside. So it's going to be a tough go for this team. If they're going to have a reason, remember, the guy's been in the tournament every year.
Right.
Okay. He's also won a game in the tournament just about every year.
Yes.
And he was going to be in the tournament last year.
Yes.
So for Mike White to be a tournament team and even a decent tournament team,
be a challenge.
They got to find scoring.
Yeah,
and they're gonna have Trey Mann. I mean, I think Trey Mann and Scotty Lewis now are going to both have to go for 18, 16 a game.
Well,
aren't
I'm
going to
let you. I'm going to let you handle the basketball.
Okay, I got it
because you told me that.
I am
you're
the
a
podcast,
basketball guy.
I'm the podcast beat reporter. For
I'm just going to give you one tiny nugget. Looking forward to the spring.
Okay.
Oh, that baseball team is
ranked
loaded.
Ranked number one.
I mean, they got more guys than they know what to do with.
Best stadium.
Oh.
Ranked number one. I agree with you. So, you're in charge. You'll be the beat reporter.
Yes, I will handle that.
You'll be the baseball beat reporter.
That is just looking ahead a little bit.
Okay.
Oh.
I look forward to it as
well. Baseball's a different game now, you know, but nonetheless.
They're loaded. Yeah.
At least Omaha.
Yeah.
All right.
At least you're pretty good when at least Omaha is what you say. All right. Yeah. Cotton Bowl. It's going to be a lot of fun. Final football game for college.
Are you picking Florida?
I think. Just because I'm not going to not.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. How about you?
I kind of would lean towards Oklahoma. I don't have a good feeling.
Yeah, I don't know. So, I mean, I think I probably
would. And I hope I'm wrong.
We'll see what happens. That's all things Gator.
If I'm wrong and you're right, are you going to tell everybody on the next podcast how you were right and I was wrong again?
Well, I would if I go ahead and pick Florida. I don't know that I've gotten there yet, but we'll see. That's all things Gators, all things Orange and Blue.
Thank you, Southeast Orthopedic Specialist, the best in the business. For more information, se-ortho.com. Any kind of ankle, knee, elbow, shoulder problems, just visit our friends. They will take great care of you in the Jacksonville area. Have a great week, Frank.
You too, Hick.